Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a swung snare snap for old school jungle and darker drum and bass, and we're doing it the advanced way. Automation first, timing second, random humanize last if we even need it. Now, when people talk about groove in DNB, they usually think about the kick pattern or the break, but the snare is the real anchor. It's the moment the whole rhythm leans on. In jungle, a tiny change in snare placement can make the whole loop feel like it's breathing, dragging, or jumping forward with attitude. In a roller, it can make the groove feel deep and hypnotic. In darker styles, it can sharpen that contrast between machine precision and controlled swing. So the goal here is not just to move a note a little bit. The goal is to shape the snare's personality over time. We want it to sit slightly late or slightly early depending on the section. We want ghost notes to help imply movement, and we want automation to do the heavy lifting, so the edit feels intentional. Let's start with a drum loop or MIDI pattern at around 174 BPM. Ideally, choose a snare that already works in the mix, something with a solid mid-body and a crisp attack. If you're working with a chopped break, duplicate the main snare slice onto its own audio track so you can treat it separately. That separation is important. If the snare is buried inside a busy break, the swing edit becomes fuzzy. Pull it out, give it its own lane, and think of it as a performance layer. A really useful move here is to consolidate a bar or two of the drums so the snare hits are easy to see. In arrangement view, that makes the timing work much faster, and it also makes the automation feel like part of the arrangement instead of a last-minute fix. Next, decide the direction of the pocket. Do you want the snare to lean late or push early? For old-school jungle vibes, a slightly late snare is usually the sweet spot. It gives you that raggle-laced swagger, that feeling of the snare landing just behind the edge of the beat. A more early snare, on the other hand, feels urgent and nervous, which can work beautifully for darker neural-leaning moments. A good starting point is a tiny offset, somewhere around 5 to 15 milliseconds on the second and fourth beats. Keep the kick and bass locked. Don't shift the entire groove apart. The swing should come from the snap, not from a whole drum kit falling over. If you're editing MIDI, nudge the note timing carefully and listen in context. If you're editing audio, use warp markers with restraint. You want micro movement, not a warped mess. In this style, the illusion of swing is usually stronger than the actual amount of movement. Now here's the main idea of the lesson. Build the swing with automation, not just note movement. This is where Ableton Live 12 really helps, because you can shape the snare's energy over phrase lengths, not just hit by hit. A strong starting point is drum busts on the snare track or snare group. Bring drive up a little, maybe in the 5-15% area, and push transients slightly positive. That gives the snare more bite and a stronger initial crack. Then automate that transient amount so the snare is a little sharper in the drop and a little softer in a fill bar or transition. After that, add saturator. Keep the drive subtle, maybe around 1.5-4 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then automate a tiny boost in drive on transition bars or phrase endings. That little bit of movement gives the snare more attitude without needing a huge tonal change. The important thing is this: the snare feels swingier because its transient shape changes across the phrase. One bar feels a touch restrained, the next feels more cracked open. That push and pull reads as groove. Clip envelopes are your best friend here. Use them to automate parameters like drum bus transient, utility gain, EQ8 band gain, or even a touch of echo on a final hit. Think in phrases, not just in hits. For example, let the first few bars stay dry and straight, then open the transient a little on bar 4, add a small high-end lift, and maybe throw a tiny echo on the last snare of the phrase. Then pull it back and return to a slightly late, drier pocket. That kind of call and response movement is classic DNB arrangement language. It keeps the loop tough, but it stops it from feeling static. Now let's shape the snare more deliberately with a processing chain. On the snare, or on a snare group, start with EQ8. High pass around 100-140 Hz so the low end stays out of the snare lane. If it's boxy, carve a little around 300-500 Hz. If it needs more crack, give it a gentle boost somewhere in the 2.5-4.5 kHz area. Then use drum bus again for that classic punch. Keep boom off unless you want something more tribal and weighty. Push transients enough to make the hit feel alive, but not so much that it turns into a click. Then go into saturator for a bit of dirt and soft clip. A good trick for darker jungle is not to make the snare too clean. Let it stay a little worn in. The style loves grit. If you overpolish the snare, it starts sounding detached from the break. You want it to feel sampled, edited, and lived in. Now for one of the biggest swing secrets. ghost notes. Twing feels much more convincing when the surrounding notes support the motion. Add quiet ghost snares or rim-like hits just before the main backbeat, especially on off-grid 16ths or the upbeat before beat 2 or 4. If you're working in MIDI, keep those ghost notes much lower in velocity, maybe 12 to 20 dB below the main hit in perceived intensity. Offset them a little early or a little late depending on the pocket. If you're working with audio, duplicate a tiny slice of the snare, lower its gain, and nudge it slightly before the main hit. That's a very old-school move, and it works because the main snare no longer just arrives. It gets announced. The ear hears the setup. Then the backbeat lands with more impact. Also, let the break do some of the work. If your chopped break already has ghost articulation, reinforce that instead of replacing it. The interaction between the edited snare and the original break is where a lot of the jungle character lives. Now, don't forget the bass. In DNB, the snare and bass relationship is everything. If the bass is too heavy right on top of the snare, the swing collapses. So use utility to keep the low-end mono, and use subtle sidechain compression or note phrasing so the bass leaves a little space around the backbeat. You usually only need a couple dB of reduction on snare hits. You're not trying to make the bass disappear. You're just making a pocket for the snare to lean into. If the bass sustains through the snare, automate a small dip around that moment. That tiny hole can make the snare feel like it bounces forward, even when it's technically a little late. This is where arrangement thinking comes in. A swung snare doesn't have to stay the same for the whole track. In fact, it's better if it changes. For the intro, keep the snare straighter and drier. Let the groove establish itself. Then in the drop, lean it slightly late and make it punchy. In an 8-bar switch up, increase the saturation and let the ghost notes come alive a bit more. In a breakdown or tension bar, soften the transient and maybe add a tiny echo tail. Then in the next drop, sharpen the snap again with a more aggressive presence boost. That way, the snare becomes part of the narrative. It's not just repeating, it's evolving. Always check the edit in full context. Soloing the snare is useful for sound design, but the real test is how it feels with the hats, break, and bass all playing together. If the groove disappears when everything comes in, the problem is often timing, not tone. If the snare feels late in a bad way, pull it back a little. If it feels weak, tighten the transient or reduce competing bass energy. A really smart advanced move is to make two versions of the snare, one dry and tighter for dance sections, and one more swung, saturated and echoed for breakdowns or turnarounds. Then automate between them. That gives you a proper edit-style arrangement without rebuilding the whole part every time. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overshift the snare. 5 to 15 milliseconds is usually enough. If you go too far, it stops feeling swung and starts feeling sloppy. Second, don't automate too many things at once. Start with one motion source, usually transient shape or a tiny gain change, and build from there. Third, don't just brighten the snare and call it punchy. If it loses weight, it's probably too much high shelf and not enough transient control or saturation. And fourth, don't ignore the bass. If the bass is stepping on the snare, the swing won't land. Here are a couple of pro tips that really help in darker styles. Try adding a touch of drum bus crunch before saturator if you want more chest-level aggression. If the snare needs extra grime, automate a narrow boost around 1.8 to 3 kHz on select hits, then pull it back on the next phrase. For heavier rollers, keep the intro snare a little darker and open it up only on the drop. That contrast makes the drop hit harder. Also, if the snare is too polite, focus on the 1.5 to 4 kHz zone. That's often where the real snap lives in jungle and old-school DNB. And once the groove feels right, print it to audio. Resampling locks in the pocket and often gives the snare more attitude. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make two versions of the same 2-bar snare phrase at 174 BPM. Version 1 is straight, main snare on 2 and 4, minimal processing, maybe just a touch of saturation. Version 2 is the swung edit. Offset the beat for snare by about 8 milliseconds, add a ghost note before it, automate drum bus transient from a lower value to a higher one in the final bar, add a tiny saturator drive lift on the last hit, and use a short echo throw on the turnaround snare. Then loop both versions against the same bass line and break. Listen for which one creates more motion, without losing weight. That's the real test. If it still feels clear at low volume, the groove is strong. If it disappears, when the volume comes down, then it's relying too much on loudness instead of actual placement. So to wrap it up, build snare swing in DNB with automation first thinking. Use small timing shifts, transient shaping, selective saturation, ghost notes, and bass phrasing to create the pocket. Work in context, not in solo. And remember, the best old school jungle edits don't sound random. They sound deliberate, a little dangerous, and very, very alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or into a step-by-step studio narration with exact section timestamps.